You got my motor racing. You got my thoughts embracing your every move. I wanna set you reeling. I wanna make you feel the way that I do. And I've been thinking about you for too long. Matasanga.
el agüita que me queda, el agüita que me quede, el agüita que me queda, el mar se la bebe, el mar se la bebe. El agüita que me queda, el agüita que me queda, el agüita que me queda, el mar se la bebe, el mar se la bebe.
From the sublime to a little bit, I don't want to say ridiculous, but more whimsical. Because we're getting ready for Halloween and Dia de Muertos on Thursday, October 27th at the Plow and Stars at 10 p.m.
What's happening then?
Chica Fuego and the Gringos are hosting a Halloween party.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
At the Plow and Stars. It'll be a costume contest. Dia de Muertos and Halloween, folks, the Thursday before Halloween at 10 p.m. Plow and Stars, Mass Ave, Cambridge. Flies, look out, there goes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the still of the night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang up, wherever there's a hang up, you'll see the Spider-Man. that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything that a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have, they should turn someone bad. So just to be sure you get to grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me for a safe. Gonna keep my sheep suit on till I'm sure you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. So I won't. What a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves can be good. I'll try to be satisfied just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll bring things my way before we get to grandma. Walking with you alone. Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. What a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves. Boy, this has been fun. This is Chica Fuego and the Gringos coming at you from the third floor of the Curtis Building on Tufts University at WMFO Radio 91.5 FM and online. We got one more song for you.
Ahora baila la bang bang. Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia. Una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Allá arriba, allá arriba, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Una vez que te dije que eras bonita, se te puso la cara, se te puso la cara coloradita. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba, arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, por ti seré, por ti seré. Y seré bam bam, ya bailé bam bam, bam bam, ya bailé bam bam, bam. Vamos con alegría, hija. Empieza la fiesta. Ay, te pido, te pido. Ay, te pido de corazón que se siga la bamba. Que se siga la bamba y venga otro son, así con alegre. Que se siga la bamba y el otro, ahí arriba, ahí arriba. Ay, arriba, ay, arriba, ay, arriba, 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 allá arriba, y arriba, este es el sopa. Que este es el son, este es el son de Chica Fuego y los gringos. Ay, arriba, ay, arriba, ay, arriba, ay, arriba, ay, arriba, 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 allá arriba, y arriba, eré. Bam, bam, ya bailé, bam, bam. Bam, bam, ya bailé. Que el saxo, que esta toca también, que compa no se para, todos a bailar, todos a bailar. Se acabe la bamba y vengo otro zona. Allá arriba, allá arriba. Allá arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba. Arriba, arriba, allá arriba, allá arriba. Eré. Bamba,
ya bailé.
Bamba, bamba,
ya bailé.
Bamba, bamba,
ya bailé.
Bamba, bamba,
ya bailé.
Bamba, ay, te pido de corazón que se acabe la bamba. Que se acabe la bamba y venga otro son. Arriba, ahí arriba, ahí arriba, ahí arriba, arriba. Allí barra, allí barra, arriba. Bamba, 5-4, ya bailé. Bamba, ya bailé bam bam, bam bam, ya bailé bam bam, bam bam, ya bailé bam bam.
There we go. That's how you hit an ending.
Woo.
Nice job, maestro. Mario Santiago at our helm on guitars and vocals. Over here on my left, Itamar Baz on bass, Mr. T-Bill Trab on cajon and toys and saxophones, and I'm Jenny Juggler, Chica Fuego, and we're going to have a little interview here in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts University, online and on the air. We'll see you real soon. October 27th, Thursday night, Plow and Stars, Costume Halloween de Muertos, Party Fiesta. We'll see you allí.
Fiesta, fiesta.
Chica Fuego and the Gringos, an excellent performance, live from Studio D. For now, though, we're going to bring the action back over to some local music as we wait for them to enter the studio for a delightful interview. Hard-hitting? Probably not. But anyway, let's get back to some local tunes while we wait. Here's the band Dennis with Once Around the Moon.
Daylight comes, will you still remember me?
WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is On the Town with Mikey D, of course. And of course, you're listening to plenty of the finest in local music. In that last block, Once Around the Moon by the band Dennis, following that Tunnel Vision by The Hallways. And just now, we just got through Washington, D.C. by the Magnetic Fields, band who got their start in Massachusetts, ended up moving on to much bigger things in New York. But I still count them as a Massachusetts band because I love them. Anyway, you just heard earlier in the program a fantastic performance by Chica Fuego and the Gringos. And as luck would have it, we have them here in the studio right now. Introduce yourselves if you don't mind.
I'm Jenny Juggler, Chica Fuego. Nice to see you, hear you, be there.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mario Santiago.
Hi, everyone. I am... Ida Martin, I play bass.
Hi, I'm Bill T. I'm on the saxophones and various percussions and the cajon.
Fantastic performance, by the way.
Thank you.
An absolutely just wonderful sort of fusion of, like definitely a lot of Latin rhythms and stuff. And like, I definitely wasn't expecting like, you know, Madonna cover, Sam the Sham cover, all that sort of stuff.
And Morrison.
Kind of a deep cut, that one. Yeah. Probably not back in the day, but certainly now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you mentioned in the performance the Plow and Stars shows, the big Halloween party. Is there anything else coming up the pike for you guys?
Well, funny you should say that. If I can digress for a second, we just had a really huge weekend because on Saturday was the opening of the new beautiful arts Cambridge Foundry over in Kendall Square. And they had an opening ceremony and opening weekend on Saturday, and we played that.
Fantastic.
It was great. It was beautiful. Everyone, try to get there if you can find it and find parking. It's beautiful. It's totally worth it.
I understand it, you guys recently played Honk as well.
Exactly. Then the next day on Sunday was Oktoberfest, and we headlined the main stage there at 11 o'clock.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was spectacular. Plow and Stars on the 27th, for sure. Halloween party, De Muertos party, costume party, 10 o'clock Thursday night. But also, very strong possibility some of us will be at the Plow this coming Sunday, 4 o'clock for the mess around with Jay Allen. We're going to dive into yacht rock, which was a genre I did not know existed. Even when I volunteered to play something for Jay, he doesn't know that, but I quickly pivoted as I expect Mario is going to as well, possibly. But 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday, the mess around with Jay Allen. Anything goes, and we're going to completely switch it up with some yacht rock.
Very nice. For those not quite in the know, yacht rock refers to a very specific period of music during the late 70s and much of the 80s, classified by bands like, what, Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers.
Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross, absolutely.
A lot of cringe, but yeah. Some really great stuff, too.
Cringe rock.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it cringe. I mean, like, probably back in the day, like, a lot of people were cringing, but it has, like, that kind of charm,
when you
know, so many years later.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy.
Hey, Jenny, do you like Indian food?
Oh, yes, that was coming up.
I just love curry and dal. And,
do you?
Yeah.
Non-bread?
And you mean non-bread, N-O-N, or N-A-A-N?
N-A-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Like garlic naan.
Yeah.
Like cheese naan.
Asafoetida, those funny little spicy things
yes.
that we don't know what they are.
Getting hungry. Gosh, yeah. If only we knew a good
that
Indian Nepalese restaurant.
I already came in hungry, so this is just torture for me.
Oh, but there is one, though, Liz.
Those kinds exactly. of food.
There is an amazing
you don't
restaurant.
Say.
Yes, in this whole other town.
But is there music?
Called Watertown.
Where's
that? It's not too far. It's like just one, two towns over, depending on what town you're listening from right now.
But why go there?
Well, because every Thursday night,
one of those
they have an amazing live band play from 7 to 10 p.m.
Where are they called?
Is it like an Indian band? Are they playing ragas?
Chica Fuego and the Gringos.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, wait a minute. That's you guys.
Can't believe I didn't remember that. Yeah, so
and
we
it's
play.
It's tomorrow, you know that?
It is tomorrow.
Do they switch to Mexican and Cubano foods, or do we stick?
No, okay, so the restaurant is called Chulo, which sounds Latin and does mean something in Spanish, but in Nepalese it means oven, and this is a Nepalese Indian restaurant. It's beautiful.
Very nice.
It's right in the middle of Watertown on the corner of Waverly Ave and Main Street, but you don't see it because when you drive by, it says Ricky's Liquors. But it's actually Chulo inside. It's beautiful, gorgeous ambiance, atmosphere, service, full bar, and amazing food.
Sounds like
great,
it. Sounds like a
stage,
very nice
lovely
time.
Sound, and we have a wonderful time every Thursday. We're there every Thursday, so come any Thursday. 7 to 10 p.m.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Something that I particularly like when listening back to your performance when I was in here in the studio. Just that peering in between the computer monitors right there. Not really conducive to interviewing, I'm realizing, this setup. But, like, just the frequent switching off in between instruments. Like, I am, like, as a percussionist myself who has been in that situation, particularly in doing auxiliary percussion, like, I am always a big fan of that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of a new thing for me, anyway. It's new. I'm just a saxophone player. And then I said, wait a second, I have to do something else. I can't just look pretty up there. And so, yeah, it's all new.
Fantastic.
It is awesome watching Bill switch between toys, or we're like finishing up a verse and we're coming up on something. It's time for his solo and he's still doing the cajon. And then he kind of gets this surprised look. And I'm like, he's never going to make it. And then he's like, bam, he whips out the saxophone. He's like, boop. He's right on it. He's playing all different little toys. It's really beautiful to see.
Yeah, how much of that is like just sort of a spur of the moment decision?
It has been, but we're actually thinking, El Maestro said, we got to iron this stuff out. Because if you make a on the spur of the moment good decision about what to play and then you don't remember what it was and you go, what was the cool thing we did? And, oh.
That's a good point.
So writing things down would be nice. But so we thought thinking about solidifying the percussion toy piece of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a feeling after you've done that enough times, it does just sort of become muscle memory, and then you might not even need to have it written down.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, what does that song feel like? But it's, of course, it's only as good as the what's the anchoring at all, which is El Basso. Is
that right.
Thank you.
Itamar.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go into Itamar.
Into what?
Let's get into Itamar.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what to talk about.
Just speak from the heart.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, so I guess kind of I first started playing with all of these folks last year, like early winter. I saw Mario busking around Harvard Square.
Oh, very nice.
Street performing, for those of you that don't know what busking means. Yes.
Yeah, and I just sat in one night and just had a whole lot of fun, and been kind of doing more and more projects together since then.
Fantastic. Right? That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah.
So we picked you up off the street.
Yep, pretty much.
So, was it homelessness? Were you okay?
Am I to understand college. You stole a person?
Yeah. Itamar is a young lad who is a
your
student
young ward
at the Berklee College of Music and Harvard University. He's one of those rare creatures who's doing both at the same time and finds time to hold down a job and gig with us and a bit of a personal life, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Mm.
Yeah,
you do strip on the weekend, right?
Got to make ends meet, you know.
Yeah.
Got to pay for college somehow.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
You do what you got to do
listening?
In order to keep all those balls in the air.
Sit.
You do what you got to do to keep all those balls in the air.
Exactly.
Nobody's
Speaking of which.
Speaking of juggling.
Was that a deliberate segue?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take the credit for it.
Yeah, I can take this one. Yeah, so I am Jenny. People know me as Jenny the Juggler because I've been a full-time self-employed professional performing artist for the last 25 years as a variety artist doing juggling,
wow.
Juggling magic music, face painting, balloon animals, and clowning and stuff like that. And
sounds
I'm
like
also,
a whole package.
It is a whole package. You know, if you're interested in variety arts, just go to jennythejuggler.com and click here where it says click here. And there's an inquiry form there, and that's the best way to submit a request for a time slot on the old schedule. You can also actually hire the band that way as well. That
Very
is
nice.
Actually the easiest way to hire the band is go to jennythejuggler.com, jennythejuggler.com, and click where it says click here. And I also have the privilege.
That's expecting an awful lot from people.
Oh, I don't expect.
Just write
it
down.
There's no expectation.
Maybe get a button that says consider clicking here.
So I'm also a medical clown at Children's Hospital where I was working
great.
Today. Yep. So I have a great privilege of being a part of an amazing team called Laughter League. And we bring the medicine of laughter to children and their families and staff in the hospital. But over COVID, besides the hospital, all my work went away, and our friend Lou, who unfortunately isn't here right now, would have these bohemia parties where we would play music, and I didn't have work in the morning, so I could stay. And most of the friends are Latin, so it always started really late, went till late in the morning, and I just kind of found myself in this situation where I was completely overwhelmed by music, but I suddenly found somebody next to me said, "That's an A minor." I said, "What?" Oh, and I didn't know him at the time, but Mario would like tell me chords and help me kind of figure out what's going on. And that is still happening to this day. And out of that, this project was born, and we've had the great privilege of playing with a lot of really different, amazing musicians. A lot of musicians sit in with us a lot when we do gigs. And it's been a great privilege of a lifetime to be under the sort of informal mentorship of this extraordinary person sitting right here, Mario Santiago.
Fantastic.
You sure didn't
fantastic
say
indeed.
That's a minor that you were talking to some
A minor.
Oh,
no,
oh,
like
sorry,
the chord.
She's been known to.
Hey.
That's inappropriate.
Oh.
Hold it together, Bill.
So do you guys have any recordings online anywhere? Like any links you might want to share or anything like that?
We're on YouTube, so Chica Fuego and the Gringos on YouTube, and we have a group on Facebook, Chica Fuego and the Gringos, and we have we'll be launching our website soon. Cfuego.com.
Wow.
Cfuego.com.
For Chica Fuego, I assume.
Exactly. And yeah, talk to us in a couple of days when we get these recordings from you guys and put them online. but let's hear
I mean, why not? Use that as the opportunity to get a band camp started or something.
That's right.
100%.
I just wanted to say that the way really, as Jenny was explaining, the band basically came out of the days of the pandemia when all of us felt that we were saved and started kind of like working on songs that were easy and that had nice and rich melodies. And this has been really a very fun ride for all of us to be sharing and learning from each other, from the instruments we play, from the way how we feel music. And that's pretty much the feeling that we are bringing to the group. You know, it's really like the songs we like to sing and the rhythms we like to play that are at the root of this quartet. At times it's a quintet, and but in essence it's the joy that we bring.
Well, that's great. And I imagine, like, you know, post-pandemic especially, like, you need that sort of community sort of thing to bring people together in that sort of way, so that's great. Yeah, thank you very much once again for popping into the studio for performing and for popping in here for an interview. Thank you very much.
Thanks
once
for
again.
Sure, really great so meeting you today. Thank you so
likewise,
much.
Likewise, you guys too. You guys sounded great, as I mentioned.
And let's hear it for Joel too, who runs the whole studio over there. He was amazing to work with today.
He was.
Well, that just goes without saying.
Yeah. How do you say his last name?
I know he's going to correct me on this if I get it wrong. I think it's Simkes.
Okay. Simcheges. Anyway,
yep.
He's been working here forever and holds
oh,
this
yeah.
whole
he's,
show together. It's awesome.
He's the heart of On the Town with Mikey D, for sure.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And we could absolutely not, like, this absolutely would not be happening without his dedication and passion for this.
All right,
and
Joel.
Patience with the amateurs.
Heck yeah. Anyway, thank you once again, Chico Fuego and the Gringos.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to bring things right back to some local music now. We're going to bring us back with some Morphine. Here's Scratch from their album Yes.
Thank you. down in the proper place, but the world just keeps on spinning round. And I'm still hanging around in this world. I lost everything I had. I'm starting over from scratch.
Monsters cry. The blows and call for the wind. Live sauvage, maurice au revoir. Live sauvage, maurice au revoir. The first one is the last to see them. The last one is the first to go. Like father, like son of Frankenstein, like daughter of Dracula flies. All the electrical secrets of heaven, now everyone shall know. Now everyone shall know. Now everyone shall know.
FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. This was, of course, On the Town with Mikey D, right here on Tufts Radio, as previously mentioned. In that last block, we had Scratch by Morphine, into If You Want Me To by Lazy, and Blue Heart Credenza by Daniel Ouellette, into Will I Ever Learn by The Analogs.